heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, of course, for the next hour, why they're going to be the, we'll just have to wait and see with our regular scheduled guest calls in. In the meantime, if you want to give us a call at 1-800-259-5791, you can. 1-800-259-5791, if you'd like to call in. But right now, let me just mention that you have to be so careful. I got a fax earlier today, and it was an article that appeared at freerepublic.com from somebody I really don't know, but it talked about an article that had been written by a professor, or Dr. David E. Kirby. Dr. David E. Kirby teaches at the Naval War College, and you can go up on the Internet and Wikipedia. You'll find that this is absolutely right. He does teach at the War College, and he is a noted historian. In the article by Dr. Kirby talked about, you know, certainly he felt that something was really wrong. He was a historian, and there are dramatic changes taking place in our society today. Day. Yes. All right. Well, basically, if you get this article, you'll agree with everything that Dr. Kirby said. I mean, it's an amazing article expressing exactly what's going on today. The only trouble is Dr. Kirby didn't write it, nor does he agree with it. I actually called to check the story out and to get him on my program. I was told it's totally fallacious. So they're putting out a lot of things that to confuse you, and you have to be so careful. It's sort of like when poor old Dan Rather run this story about George Bush, you know, not showing up for training during the Vietnam War when he was in the National Guard. And, of course, you know, he took the story. It was given to him in good faith. He thought the man was being reliable. And, of course, the story was a trumped-up story. It wasn't that George Bush didn't avoid service, that he actually did serve in the National Guard, which he didn't. He didn't show up. But because the source was fallacious, why the story was actually looked upon as fallacious, and the issue was not then George Bush, but Dan Rather. And they will do this over and over and over again. Understand that they're playing games with our mind, they're hitting us with all sorts of extraneous material. So much material, we get sort of a cognitive dissonance. We can't figure out what's going on. And then they feed us all sorts of false information so that you pick it up and you begin to quote it. Why, then you become discredited. Be very, very careful. Remember, we're fighting an ideological battle, or of course we're really fighting a spiritual battle on an ideological battlefield, but they're trying to confuse our ideology and feeding us facts, many of which are not true. William Federer is our special guest, and William Federer is an author, written a number of books which we carry, and it's always a pleasure to have William with us. Hi, how are we doing today?
Oh, great, Dr. Stan. Great to be with you.
Well, basically, we're going to be talking today, I think, probably a little bit about Islam and what's going on. And I would simply point out, I am firmly convinced that we're going to war with the Muslim world in the not-too-distant future, that they have nuclear weapons. We know that Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Just today, Mr. Khan, who is the father of the Pakistani bomb, announced that he transferred the technology to Iran. But, of course, what nobody mentions is that our State Department secretly and covertly allowed the transfer to Mr. Khan. I mean, how else would a third-rate nation like Pakistan come up with a nuclear bomb? It's very sophisticated. Nobody ever asked how they were able to build one. Well, they got the help from us in preparation for the coming nuclear warfare. So just be forewarned, we're in real trouble as a nation because this nation has turned its back on God. With that as a background, you pick up the story, William, because certainly you've got, William's done a wonderful job writing a book on what you should know about the Quran, but you pick the story up.
Well, Barack Obama went to Harvard, and his scholarship to Harvard was paid for by a Pakistani radical Muslim. And this person is on tape, and Sean Hannity actually played the tape, where this person said that all Americans are guilty and that you should cut off their nose and cut off their ear and rip out their flesh and don't worry about it because Allah wants you to do this. This is the Pakistani radical Muslim that paid for Barack Obama's scholarship to Harvard. And so, as you mentioned, Pakistan did get the nuclear weapon. And, you know, we had the president's speech last night on television. And today, the radio programs are talking about all the lies that the president told. It's interesting that one congressman, I think his name was Joe Wilson, actually in the middle of Obama's talk said, "You lied." And Karl Rove was on the Bill O'Reilly show, and he was saying, well, Obama says that there are 46 million uninsured, but yet he said that this will not cover illegal aliens, yet his own departments say that that 46 million is made up of 10 million illegal aliens. And there is no place in Obama's health care bill where any health care provider asks whether or not you are a citizen. So, in effect, only the people that self-identify themselves as illegal aliens would be turned away. Obviously, nobody's going to do that. So, obviously, this health care plan will cover illegal aliens. And so, plainly, Barack Obama lied. Now, people say, well, how can you say he lied? It's like, hello, politicians lying? Is this something that's unbelievable? But when
I think we have to understand, William, that basically we're covering illegal aliens today. I mean, the illegal aliens can go to any hospital in the United States, to the emergency room, and get emergency medical care. And if they have anything seriously ill with them, under federal mandate, the hospital has to take care of that illegal alien free. He is not required to report them to the immigration service. In fact, he's not allowed to report these illegal aliens who are coming and scamming our system to the immigration service. Why doesn't Barack Obama simply say no illegal alien can get free medical care in our hospitals today? He's not going to do that. So basically, he did lie last night, and he knew he was lying, just like he promised that he was going to get our troops out of Iraq. And then he said, well, I'm only going to leave non-combat troops there. How many people in the audience believe that the people he left there are American troops stationed in Iraq, don't have any rifles and don't have any hand grenades? And you mean to tell me we just drew out all the combat troops? There's nobody there who's prepared to fight and defend themselves? If you believe that, I've got a wonderful bridge here across the Monterey Bay I'd love to sell you. Go right ahead.
Well, and then he said that there are going to be no death panels and slammed Sarah Palin. Well, as a matter of fact, Karl Rove brought out that Obama's health care will create 53 new federal bureaucracies. And, yes, they will have the power to determine who will get the health care and who will not get the health care. And so, in effect, they do decide who's going to live and who's going to die. They are death panels. President Obama simply lied. Another is he said that there is nothing in it that's pro-abortion. He says that his bill is pro-life, And he made that bold statement. Well, in fact, Karl Rove and the others point out, is that there is nothing in his bill that prohibits abortion, any of this money being used for abortion. My wife and I, who have read the bill and we've read all the provisions in it, we sat there and thought, is he talking about a different bill? I mean, he lied so much about the current bill that we literally thought he must have submitted another bill other than the one that's on the internet and everybody's read. And in politics, the Saul Alinsky method is anything is permissible as long as it achieves your agenda.
And you can tell when a politician is lying because his lips are moving, and Barack Obama's lips were moving last night. He was lying to the American people again and again.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from IDIS Resources. September 10th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $987.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,015.21, $507.60 for the half ounce, or $253.80 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,015.21, $507.60, or $253.80.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The GCN Radio Network. providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess, is William Petter, and we're talking about, President Obama's speech last night, where he made a number of statements that just weren't true. But basically, you have to understand they're desperate to get this bill through. If they told the citizens that they were going to cut back on Medicare, they have to cut back on Medicare. Medicare, it went bankrupt last year. They're putting out more money than they're taking in, and so they just got to cut back on the care that's given to the senior citizens. They haven't done that yet because, of course, they don't want to raise their ire. They want to get this bill through so they can control the health care of our entire population. It's all about control. And there are many, many people, of course, working at the highest echelons of our government, like Dr. Zeke Emanuel. His brother is Rahm Emanuel. He is the chief of staff. But Zeke Emanuel, who is the chief medical advisor to President Obama, has openly written about how terrible the Hippocratic Oath is and the fact that the doctors are wedded to the Hippocratic Oath because the Hippocratic Oath supports preserving human life. And he thinks we have to be realistic. This is the chief medical advisor to the president. He believes in population control and doing away with the elderly and doing away with those unnecessary. Do you really want to turn your health care and the health care of your loved ones over to people who believe in population control, who believe in euthanasia, who believe in abortion, who believe that there's just too many people in the world? You go right ahead with him.
Well, one of the things it's important to understand is that President Obama is a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Now, that name may be unfamiliar to many people, but Saul Alinsky was a Marxist, and he wrote a book called Rules for Radicals and another book called Reveille for Radicals. And Hillary Clinton and her book cited that she read those books. But David Alinsky, the son of Saul Alinsky, said, "Obama learned his lesson well. I am proud to see that my father's model for organizing is being applied successfully beyond local community organizing to affect the Democrat campaign of 2008. And so there is a clear connection that Barack Obama is influenced by Saul Alinsky. Now, Saul Alinsky basically said anything is permissible to achieve your agenda. You have to be committed to it. The ends justifies the means. In other words, it's okay to lie to promote your agenda, because it's okay to do something bad because the end result is so good. The ends of something good justifies the means of doing something bad, like lying. But it's not just lying. It's lying, cheating, like cheating on elections, voter fraud, bribery, threats and intimidation. Any tactic is permissible as long as it achieves your agenda.
But of course, Saul Alinsky dedicated his book Rules for Radicals to Lucifer, as he said, to the first revolutionary, the first true radical, Lucifer. And basically, I bought a copy of the book because I wanted to hold it in my hand. And if you want to see that page, we can duplicate it for you. Saul Alinsky dedicated his book, Rules for Radical, to Lucifer, the first radical revolutionary. And remember, Barack Obama is a disciple of Saul Alinsky, who was obviously a disciple of Lucifer.
This is not
imaginary. This is really very real. There really are people out there who have a different worldview.
Yeah, you can lie and say you're a Christian when you're really not. But this is that quote. This is the dedication on the opening page of Saul Alinsky's book. Lest we forget, at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement, to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. And so here, Barack Obama is a disciple of Saul Alinsky, and Saul Alinsky dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. And um, But in there, he talks about community organizing. And community organizing is basically you find what people are upset about, and you go amongst the masses of people who are more or less uneducated and ruled by their passions, and you lie to them, and you promise them that you're going to champion their cause. And so they get behind you, and they cause a revolution, and they get you in power. And once you're in power, you've got the power. It doesn't really matter if they're happy with you or not, and if they're foolish enough to believe you, then they can be foolish enough to believe all the rest of the stuff that you say, and you just lead them on. And so in a country where it's hard for the common person to actually believe that there are designing people that would intentionally want to subvert the country. But William Henry Harrison talked about this. He said that the danger to our country is the refusal of the people to believe in the existence of designing men. And that's exactly what we have today, designing men, people that do have a plan, and they do want to, influence our country.
I think the most important thing, William, is people have to recognize there really are people who are dedicated to evil purposes and evil goals, and that what we're seeing is the destruction of America.
And unfortunately, we're just allowing it to happen. But this is the speech, and I wrote a book recently called "Endangered Speeches: How the ACLU, IRS, and LBJ Threatened Extinction of Free Speech." But in his inaugural address, 1841, President William Henry Harrison said, "The tendency of power to increase itself, particularly when exercised by a single individual, would terminate in a virtual monarchy." And he goes on to say, "The danger to all well-established free governments arises from the unwillingness of the people to believe in the existence of designing men. Like the false Christs, whose coming was foretold by the Savior, they seek to, and if it were possible, impose upon the true and most faithful disciples of liberty. It behooves the people to be most watchful of those to whom they have entrusted power." And James Madison, in Federalist Paper number 51, warned about that. You know, he said, "All men having power ought to be distrusted." But people say, well, how could the president give a speech that had lies in it? Well, when you understand the Machiavellian idea that the end justifies the means, he thinks his end is something worth pursuing, so any means is acceptable to get to that end.
And, you know, Bill, the thing is that most people cannot believe that he would get up before the American people and frankly lie. And certainly if you read the New York Times or the Washington Post or the mainline media, they're never going to tell you the truth and point out that there really are death panels, there really is a plan to do away with the elderly, simply to let them die, to ration access to health care. But the entire liberal media wants this legislation through, and, well, we don't have very many newspapers on our side for sure. Well, we're just about, we'll be back here in just a moment. But I think it's so vitally important for people to understand that it is very difficult for people to believe the truth. That's William's job. That's my job.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is William Federer. And before I go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website and get more information on the books that you've written.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. And I send out a free daily email called the American Minute, and thousands have signed up for it there on the website, AmericanMinute.com. And also, I have about 16 books that I've written, and they're all available on my website. And one of the books is What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran. It's a history of Islam in the United States. And this is fascinating when you understand how Islam allows lying. And President Barack Obama's father was a Muslim. His stepfather was a Muslim. His grandfather was a Muslim. And in Islam, if your father's Muslim, you are automatically a Muslim. Now they say, well, how can he say that he's not a Muslim? Well, one of the stories in Islam, Muhammad had a warrior who was captured, and he was forced to renounce Muhammad. He later escaped and went back to Muhammad, and Muhammad forgave him. And Muhammad said, if they make you turn, turn, but don't turn in your heart. In other words, it's okay to say you're not a Muslim as long as you don't fight against the Islamic agenda. And so that's where Barack Obama fits into that category. He says he's not a Muslim, but all of his actions benefit Islam, promote Islam, you know, bends over back. He bowed to the Saudi prince. He's named after Muhammad's grandson. And people don't understand in Islam that if two Arab tribes are fighting and one tribe is stronger and the other tribe is weaker, and the weaker tribe decides to sue for peace, and you seek out the leader of the winning tribe, and you try to negotiate a deal. So the fact that you go to them is you are placing yourself in the posture of surrendering. So when Barack Obama goes to the Muslim world, he is basically saying, as president, that we are surrendering. Now, if they are hurting so bad that they're knocking on our door, begging to come in to meet with us, then they're the ones that are hurting, and we're in the position of power. But when they are doing everything they're doing, and they don't repent of it, and we are forced to, go to them, we are, in the eyes of the Muslim world, we have surrendered. And that's of concern because supposedly on September 25th, Muslims are planning to have 50,000 Muslims converge on the U.S. Capitol and have a prayer meeting bowing to Mecca. And this, when you understand that Islam is not just a religion, it is a political system and a military system. Because Muhammad was not just a religious leader, he was a political leader and a military leader. Muhammad fought in 66 battles and raids. And so, since Islam is a political military system, wherever it takes over, non-Muslims are not treated with equality to Muslims. So it has a political impact to it. And then wherever Muslims take over, non-Muslims, if they rebel against the system, they get killed. And so it has that militant aspect to it. And so when they have a prayer meeting at the U.S. Capitol bowing to Mecca, it's not just a religious statement. It is a political and a military statement of conquest. And so we have to understand what it is we're allowing. Now, in Islam, they have a term called taqiyya. Taqiyya means sacred lying, holy deceit. And Muhammad made it obligatory that if you have the opportunity to lie to advance Islam, you are required to lie. And anyway, Muhammad's daughter, Kulthum, she married Caliph Uthman. And Caliph Uthman was the third or fourth caliph after Muhammad. The caliph is the supreme leader in Islam. And she testified in the hadith. She said, Muhammad permitted lying in three instances: to appease your wives, to reconcile two Muslims in disagreement, and it's okay to lie in time of war, because war is deception. And really, Muhammad was very correct. War is deception. You read all the stories of the, different battles and the Civil War and all these, that the best generals are the ones, in D-Day, we had Patton pretending like he was going to land in Italy, so all the Nazis were down there, and so we were able to land on Normandy and without meeting the resistance that the Nazis could have had. It was deception. So Muhammad was correct, but you understand that he is a military leader as well as a political and a religious leader. And so as a political leader, it's okay to lie to advance your agenda. And so Obama, with this heritage, it's okay for him to lie to advance his agenda. Another one of the hadiths, it says, Alf reported to his mother, Kulthum, that she was amongst the first immigrants to pledge allegiance to Allah's apostle, peace be upon him. And she said, a liar is not one who tries to bring reconciliation amongst people, who speaks good in order to avert a dispute, and then in time of war. And one of the other things that's important to understand is the word of hudna. The word hudna means treaty. And the concept of treaty in Islam is, when you're weak, you make treaties until you get strong enough to disregard them. So a treaty is not some permanent thing that means peace. it's a temporary thing until you get strong enough. It's like a ceasefire. It's like, okay, uncle, leave me alone, and then you can build up your strength and fight again. And this is the one of the stories where Muhammad had a neighboring chieftain who was planning on attacking him. And Muhammad talked to his warriors, and he said, who will rid me of this enemy chieftain? And one of his warriors said, I will if you permit me to lie. And Muhammad said, go. So this warrior goes into the chieftain's camp. He says, I don't like Muhammad either. And the chieftain says, really? And he goes, yeah, let's talk about it. So they talk all night long. They talk about weapons and this and that. And it gets late. And the chieftain says, why don't you spend the night in my tent? And so in the middle of the night, this warrior goes over and beheads the chieftain and takes his head to Muhammad, who's in the mosque in Medina. And Muhammad is so thrilled, he gives him his staff. And he says, let this be a token betwixt me and thee, that you can lean on this in the day of judgment, because on that day many people won't have anything to lean upon. So Muhammad permitted lying, deceit, and beheading in order to advance Islam, the Islamic agenda. And so this is the cultural background for Obama. And unfortunately, people on the other side of the world view Americans as so unbelievably naive. A good example is my son and I last year had gone down to Mexico. I was speaking at a city, and it was near the border. And during the daytime, we'd never go at night. We went across the border, and we were going through the different shops, and he saw a pair of sunglasses he wanted to buy. And he saw the sticker price, and he was about to pay. And I go, no, wait, Michael, you don't do that. I said, how much is it? And she said, oh, so much. And I said, looks like a little smudge here and there. We'll give you half. And then she says, oh, no, I can't do that. And so she comes down a little bit. And then I come up a little bit. We come down and up and down until finally we settle on something. And I said to my son afterwards, I said, son, that's how you do it. So we shopped and bought a couple sweaters and other things, and he practiced this bartering. And you see, the Americans are used to paying sticker price. We believe the treaty at the word value. Whatever the treaty says, that's what we believe it's supposed to mean. Other cultures of the world, they don't go by that. It's a bartering, and especially in Islam. And so they think we're fools, basically. When we try to force Israel to make a treaty with the Muslims and hold Israel's feet to the fire, saying, okay, you got to do this, and the Muslims are like, hey, we can break this anytime we want, because that's their concept of treaty.
Hold that thought, William. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, William Federer. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at murkywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess, is William Fetter, and he's written the book, What Every American Should Know About the Koran. We think it's very important, and we carry the book. That's What Every American Should Know About the Koran. You go right ahead.
And so we see that it's taught as a concept in Islam, that it's okay to lie to advance Islam. Matter of fact, it's obligatory to lie to advance Islam. And so President Obama does have a Muslim background. He went to a Muslim school in Indonesia for 10 years, studied. He was adopted by Luo Satoro, an Indonesian Muslim. He was put into school and registered as a Muslim and taught the Quran. And so he does have this background. Now, it's interesting, the concept of sunnah. Now, sunnah means the way, the example. So Muhammad's life is the sunnah. He is the perfect Muslim. The word Islam means submission, submission to the will of Allah, Islam. And a Muslim is somebody who has submitted. Well, who's the perfect submitted one? Well, Muhammad. So his life is the way, the example, the sunnah. That's where we get the word Sunni. Those that follow the way. And so just like Christians follow the WWJD, what would Jesus do? So Christians strive to imitate Jesus. Fundamental Muslims strive to imitate Muhammad. Now, Muhammad was a religious leader, a political leader, and a military leader. As I mentioned, he fought in 66 battles and raids. And so the sunnah, his life, the example. So fundamental Muslims want to imitate Muhammad religiously, politically, and militarily. Now, an important thing is to understand the Islamic concept of sin. Now, the Judeo-Christian concept is we got these Ten Commandments, and they're God's perfect law, and if you break them, you've sinned against God, and you need a sacrifice. In the Old Testament, it was a lamb. In the New Testament, Jesus is the Lamb of God who paid for our sins. But it's this concept that God is holy, he's got these laws, and you break them, you need redemption. And not so in Islam. Islam is you have to have obedience to Allah, and how do we know what's the right way to be obedient? Muhammad's life. And so what Muhammad permitted is permitted. It's called halal. What Muhammad did not permit is not permitted, and that's called haram. So, for example, Muhammad liked cats. Cats are halal. They are permitted. Muhammad did not like dogs. dogs are haram. They are not permitted. So no fundamental Muslim will have a dog as a pet because they want to imitate Muhammad. Well, now, Muhammad permitted lying. He permitted stealing from those who would not submit to Islam. He permitted raping. There's many hadiths, one where the Muslim men came to Muhammad, and he was in the mosque, and they told him how they would rape the women that they took in battle, but they would stop short of getting them pregnant. And Muhammad said, don't stop, because if Allah wills for somebody to be conceived and come into the world, he must come into the world. And so, in other words, if you're going to rape these women, you got to rape them all the way. But Muhammad permitted his men to rape the women they took in battle and to kill. I mean, here he is approving of this guy going into the enemy camp and deceiving him and beheading him. And so what Muhammad did is he showed you when it is okay, permitted to kill, when it's not permitted to kill. When it's okay to lie, when it's not permitted to lie. When it's permitted to rape, when it's not permitted to rape. And so, for example, in Sweden, Denmark, Norway, they're having this unbelievable explosion in rape. Muslim immigrant men raping European women. Why? Because Muhammad permitted his warriors to rape the women that they took in battle. And so here these Muslim immigrant men think they can do it to the infidel women of Europe. And so raping is not always wrong in Islam. Muhammad just tells you when it's permitted and when it's not permitted. Killing is not always wrong. That's why the 17-year-old girl who escaped from her Muslim family because she converted to Christianity. Her name is Rivka Berry, and she fled to Florida, and she wants asylum. She doesn't want to be put back to her family because she says that her blood is now halal. In other words, that it is permitted in Islam for them to kill her because Muhammad permitted it. So that is halal. And Muhammad said, whoever leaves his Islamic religion, kill him. And so when a Muslim says, oh, well, not all the verses in the Quran are militant. Some of them are just us striving to be better Muslims. Well, how do you be a better Muslim? Well, you be more like Muhammad, because he was the perfect Muslim. Well, what did Muhammad do? Well, he permitted you to lie, rape, steal, kill, murder, and so forth. You just didn't do it to your Muslim neighbors, but you could do it to the infidels. And so we have to understand this, because when we allow 50,000 Muslims to meet in our U.S. Capitol bowing to Mecca, we have to understand what this means to them. It means a political and military allegiance to another capital. It's like pledging allegiance. Whoever, every time they bow, five times a day. And because they can't split the religious side away from the militant side, because nobody can split Muhammad. He was all three, a religious leader, a military leader, and a political leader. And so the Muslims that want to strive to imitate Muhammad, they strive and imitate him politically, militarily, religiously, and they are permitted to do violence to kafirs, to infidels, to unbelievers. And it's important for us to understand this, because as we bend over backwards to let Muslims into our country, we are basically ignoring the example of Europe, and we're ignoring the example of 1,400 years of history of Muslim conquest.
Hey, we're out of time, William, but I agree with everything you're saying, and I think we should be very concerned, except that our leaders really want to destroy this country. They want a multicultural, multilingual nation where they can turn one group against another. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Hey, we're out of time. God bless, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Well, that was William Federer. We hope you enjoyed what he has. And, of course, we carry his book, What You Should Know About the Quran. And we carry a number of his other books. You can go to our website and look them up. But one of my favorites certainly is his book about America's God and country. It's really a classic book on the Christian background of this country. William's a great patriot, and I'm proud to call him as a friend. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you'd like to give us a hand, if you're in a position to help financially, why, of course, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get that book, What You Should Know About the Quran, we've got a great four-tape set. It's called Islam, the Religion of Doom. Islam, the religion of doom, it goes into the satanic background of the Islamic faith. My interviews with Craig Wynn, very important information. The book that Craig had written is out of print, although you can't get it at his website. And he had many death threats for daring to write a book that did nothing but simply quote the Quran, the Hadith, and several other Muslim publications. But we have it captured in a 4-tape set, Islam, the Religion of Doom. And then, of course, we hope you want to get our new 4-tape set on the swine flu vaccine, that you want to get our new, pardon me, this is a 4-CD set on the swine flu vaccine, our new 4-CD set on the Shack, because it's a very, very important book. It's having a profound impact on Christendom and is part of the organized effort to destroy faith in Christianity. We have, of course, material on the Brotherhood of Darkness going into the background of the satanic influence in the United States, my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the financial Armageddon, which we go into the background of who is Barack Obama? Not what I say he is. What do they say he is? And who are they? They're people on the other side who come from the dark side. And we'll give you their exact quotation and where you can verify everything I say. Again, that's my talk on the financial Armageddon. Don't forget, we have an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 25th of October. Dr. Catherine Albrecht will be here. We'll have Will Grigg, we'll have Ashley Moat, we'll have Tom Horn. It's going to be a great talk. Give us a call if you'd like to come, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have a reservation because we're going to be serving lunch, but it'll be a great time. It's all day long. You want to get here about 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock at the latest, and we'll go through 5 or 5:30. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet 9 hours a day, where you can actually read our newsletters. You can watch many of our DVDs. They're there. They're free. Even my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, is free. We want you to get the information. And then your job is to educate others and to learn how to reach them, how to talk to them. We got a great 4-CD set on vaccine update 2009, a 4-CD set on the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil they're giving to all the girls to destroy their lives.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Brian Garris, who is, of course, over there in the United Kingdom, and he's really working, trying to expose the forces that are at work, trying to destroy the sovereignty of Great Britain, and trying, of course, to bring about this one world government. Brian, thank you very much for being with us again.
Yes, well, good afternoon to you, and it's a good evening from me.
I know it is. I appreciate you staying up late. I know it's late over there, but it's vitally important that we get the information here to the American people, because what has happened in Europe, what has happened in Great Britain, simply foreshadows the plan of the globalists for what's going to happen here in the United States down the line. So why don't you just bring us up to date with what's going on and what's happening, and is there any sort of an organized resistance to the loss of all freedom and the destruction of the sovereignty of what was once